Jocelyn Fletcher.
Amen. What's your name? Jocelyn. Father, thank you for Jocelyn. We just speak life over her. We thank you for her life. I just saw a picture of you, Jocelyn, and you were getting on a sled, and you were going, oh, let me try this. This looks fun. And you went down. Little did you know, you were headed right for a ramp. And the Lord says, it's almost like you've been set up to think, oh, yeah, let me look into this. This seems like it's something I'd like to do. And before you know it, boom, you're being launched into a new season, to a new level, into a new dimension. Tonight, I hear the Lord saying you're being launched into a new dimension. There's a teacher anointing in you. The Lord says, I'm drawing the teacher out of you. I'm drawing that ability to take something complex and make it very simple. God says you have the ability to explain and expound and help others come into a deeper understanding of truth. See, you're a lover of truth. God's put in you the ability and the discernment to go after truth. And I sense that nothing frustrates you more than just kind of like what's the truth in this thing? You know, just finding yourself in an atmosphere where it's just, what's going on here? So the Lord says tonight, there's even a new activation of your gift of discernment, the discerning of spirits like never before. God says, I'm going to activate your gift of discernment because have I not said to you, I'm going to put you places. I'm going to give you opportunities. And as I open doors for opportunities for you, God says, you're going to go in there and discern the heart of the matter. You're going to discern what's going on in an atmosphere. You're going to discern what the true problem is. The Lord has given you that gift, and today he's saying it publicly that you're being activated to a whole new level in your gifting of discernment. Opportunities are going to open for you in this season. I see three major doors. I see three major doors opening for you. There's ministry, there's a financial opportunity, and there's an opportunity as well in your family. God says, I'm going to cause these three doors to be aligned and open for you in this year. I'm talking 2018. God says, I'm going to open that for you. You're going to walk in there and know it's going to just happen. Boom, boom, boom. And that's what I'm hearing over you. Boom, boom, boom. You're going to know things are just going to begin to happen quickly. And in that, you're going to see, wow, I really am at a new level. I really am in a new season. God is bringing you up. He has been sharpening you over the seasons. And God says, you are ready to go to the next level. You're ready to be one to start moving like at a mastery level, at a higher level. And there's going to be opportunity for you to use that gift of teaching that you're in. I see music all around you. I see just music notes just floating all around you. Even worship is going to take on a whole new dimension for you. Daughter, the Lord says to you, he's bringing you deeper. Deeper. Deep calls into deep. Deep calls into deep. Deep calls into deep. And you're being drawn into a deeper level of connection, your intimacy with the Lord. You're being drawn in. Come up higher. I'm going to show you things. What must take place after this? Come up higher. I want to cause your perspective to see from this vantage point. Prophetic sight. Discerning of spirits. A gift of teaching that God's going to suddenly activate and bring upon you. And let me say this to you as well. There's some weight that's on your shoulders right now that God says, I've never put that on you. I sense this is a season of divine sifting as well. Because there are some expectations that have been put on you that the Lord says, I never put that there. There's some expectations. There's some heaviness that God says, I'm going to lift that off of your shoulders. And I'm going to cause you to walk with a new understanding of what I'm doing in your life this season. So understand that in this season, not everything's not yes, 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 yes. How many give you discernment, says the Lord, to know what I'm leading you to say yes to, and your no is going to be just as anointed. I'm so in your season up ahead that your yes is anointed and your no is anointed. And if you're not sure, you come and ask me, for I'm going to give you the discernment on how to respond because I'm doing a thing up ahead. Let me tell you, I just saw open up in front of you this road just started opening up and this right in front of you, this road opened up right in front of you. God says, I'm going to cause you to walk forward in this season. You're going to walk into the place that I've prepared for you. You're going to walk into this place where you're going to start moving in your ministry anointing like never before. And I really sense, even as I'm prophesying over you, that something's rising up in me like there are some enemies that are being pushed out of the way. That's none of your concern. Things that have just risen up against you, barriers that have risen up to try to block you from moving forward, barriers that have risen up in the road that you're looking and you're saying, God, how can I do this when these things are in the way? The Lord says, watch and see what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up this road for you, and I'm going to cause you to move forward. Sister, this is your time of promotion. You're going down the hill in the sled, over the ramp, and you're being propelled. You have wind in your hair, and you are enjoying every moment. Don't worry about, is this thing going to land? How am I going to land? Am I going to look pretty when I land? Don't worry about any of that stuff. You're going to enjoy the path. You're going to enjoy this journey, for I am with you, says the Lord, and I go before you, and your future is bright, says the Father, in Jesus' name.
So there's this scripture in Psalm 139. It says, verse 13, for you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So I want to read to you out of God's plan over you. Okay? I'm just reading out of your book. As it says down here, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me. So I want to read out of your book for a minute. God's called you to be, he's given you a mind, which at times has been fun, but at other times has been a pain, because you can recognize and understand what's going on around you maybe faster than, I wouldn't want to play cards against you. I would not want to play you in Monopoly. Because God's given you a mind that's very quick to perceive and understand things. You recognize patterns. You can recognize when things repeat, when people are repeating things, when people repeat actions. And so you recognize when people are healthy. You also recognize when people are not, because you see patterns repeat. And at times you've spoken, but at other times you've had to keep your mouth shut, because this is difficult stuff. God's called you to be, he put you together that way, not for you to quench the things in your mind, but rather to understand that he's working a plan. He's making you into a problem solver. All of your life, he's going to put you in situations, one after the other, where even if you're not the one responsible, you're going to get a revelation and an understanding of what's wrong, who's right, who's wrong, and how to fix it. It's going to be with you all of your life. And whether it's a business, because you know there's money all around you. I smell money as soon as you sat down. I started smelling money. There's money around you. You can make money. You can go in any business and you can begin to turn it around, because you perceive these patterns. And that's in your book, see. God wrote pattern perceiver, smart, quick mind, and gentle heart, all together at the same time. So there's money around you, and you're going to help people make money. You're going to help people solve problems. You're going to help families run well. God's going to show you how to be a mom and how to raise children, how to train them up for godliness, because you're going to solve the naughty problems of little children growing up. He'll give you understanding. That's all coming for you. It's all in your book. These days are already written for you. A great mom, but a great businesswoman. I would hire you right now. How old are you? 20. I would hire you right now and turn you loose, because you could fix my business so I could go on vacation. So God's going to use you there. Money's going to be something you walk into and out of and help people with. But also this gift of wisdom and perceptiveness. Now, along with that, God is going to give you a few gifts. One is a prophetic gift to discern when people are false and when they're true. He's going to let you begin to see that. You have reactions already. Once in a while, you meet somebody that something in you just goes, oof. And everybody else is happy. You just go, what? There's nothing broken in you. All right, let me say something else, because God told me to say this. All right, he made you. He's made you the way you are. And whatever's going on where sometimes you don't like who you are, you're fighting against God. You've got to accept who you are and like the way your mind works. At times you feel separate from other people. This is not a bad thing. It's just God, you feel the evidence of the way God made you. You got to grow comfortable with that. Okay? That's my prophetic counseling, which I say don't do, but I just did that. All right? All right. So next, God's going to set you with the right guy. And don't rush. And don't look at anybody right now. Don't look at anybody in this room. That's it. Don't do it. But God's going to set you with the right guy, because you are supposed to be, there's a call for you for teamwork. You're not called to a solitude. Solitude's called you to teamwork, because you're going to solve problems for families too. Whoever is able to run you down and capture your heart is going to be really blessed. Okay? You believe that? Okay. All right.
You know, I love working in team, because it just empowers, we empower one another. When you sat down, I leaned over to Al and I said, "Is she married?" He goes, "No." I went, "Good." And then I'm just sitting there, "Oh, am I getting stuff all about your wedding, marriage, your wedding, marriage?" I couldn't get my, I tried to shake it up, and it just kept coming back. And then Michael, I'm like, "Do I?" I said that, and then Michael's like, he just comes in. That's the beauty of team. So he just came in and broke the ice, and I just want to say, that's all I have. That's all I kept seeing was, God is preparing you, okay, for a major event. All these words that have been coming about your future and business, it all has, it's going to hinge on your wedding and who you're marrying, because you're not going to do any of this alone. God's going to put a powerful team together, and there's things that God's called you to do, and you heard him. There's absolutely no way you're going to do it by yourself. It is going to be a team effort. God's going to really not only just put you with the right kind of guy, but here's the deal. Your wedding itself is going to be a beautiful picture, okay, of what we're all looking forward to, okay? Listen, there's one thing we're all going to be doing, right? We're going to a wedding someday. Everybody. Everybody in Christ, we got an invitation. So there's something you really want to do in your wedding. It's deep in your heart that you want to display the glory of Christ and his bride. There's something in you that says, God, I really want to show off you. And God's going to not only grant you the desire of your heart, he's going to give you an incredible way to incorporate some other people into this display, okay, of the wedding of the bride to the bridegroom. And I just feel like it's a very important event. And so I want to take that to door number three. Hector, if I may, I'll draft off the other prophet now, because he was doing those doors. I was like, that's good, that's good. And I just said, God, can I peek in any of those doors? And he said, yeah, number three, go for it. So God cracked the door on number three, which was your family. And see, this is really going to be important to your family. Weddings are family events. God is going to do something powerful in your family and some family members. Do you have siblings? Yeah, your siblings are going to be a big part of your wedding. And they're going to carry something of this anointing, and they're going to be part of this scheme, okay, and the creativity. You're going to have a very creative wedding. It's going to be a little bit out of the box, off the charts. Some would say that was strange, but they're not going to forget the message, okay, because they're going to all walk away with a message. God's going to give you some real ability to minister into your family. That door number three is going to get wider and wider, and your siblings are going to look to you. You're going to become like a family counselor. You're going to give prophetic counsel. You've got a real ability with families. And it's going to start not only with your own family, and it's going to spread out like Michael was prophesying to other families and kids and things. And I just want to speak blessing over your marriage, because it is a big event on God's calendar. It's a big event on your calendar, but it's definitely on God's calendar. Like Michael was saying out of Psalm 139, that your wedding date was pre-planned by God. And you know, this is powerful words, but the groom, he's going to have to step up his game. You're going to have to play this prophecy for him, because he's going to have to listen to it and go, wow. He's going to feel like, I'm not sure I deserve her, but I got to step my game up. He's going to get a surge from your prophetic word, and God's going to just spark something in him. He's a little bit laid back. He's a little bit too cool right now. He's trying to take this all too cool, And I just have a sense like this is also going to be a spark, okay, in his fireplace. It's going to turn up the flames. And there's a latent call of God in the guy you're going to marry. It's hidden. But God's going to just explode it out of him in this particular joining of two becoming one in the Lord. Amen. Powerful. Father, we bless your daughter. Can I just say one more thing? I just seen these things. The way you're going to come down the aisle is very, very eclectic, creative, and that's going to be part of the mark. I just see you coming down the aisle is going to be different. Dare to be different, okay? Because God is going to display, okay, something in you as a bride that he wants others to see in his bride. Amen? So we bless Jocelyn, her future, God, all that you've called her to do with grace in Jesus' name.
So we seal these words to Jocelyn. We pour a blessing out over her. We call forth every gifting that God has given her and release her to fly in all that God has given her. We call forth her purpose. We call forth her destiny in Christ.
Marisa? Robert Semple.
It's almost a cardinal sin to say, get up and start talking to people. It's like you never get the sheep back in their pen. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to take an offering. I'm kidding. Matthew, there's seven. That'll quiet any room down. Okay, who's this guy's name?
Robert.
Nice tie, Robert. A little intimidated, props not for a guy in a tie. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Your eye gate is going through a transformation. God is shifting the lenses on your eye gate. You're going to begin to see another layer of revelation in the Word of God. You've come through kind of like, I just want to say it, and this is not condescending. You've come through elementary school and junior high. And you're coming into a more intense, like high school season of the Word of God and study of the Word of God. But you're taking advanced placement theology, okay? God's going to start really pushing you. And here's the thing. You're going to feel like you're pushing yourself, but it's the Holy Spirit. He's stirring a real hunger in you. And you're coming into a time, now you're going to begin to select what you're going to be studying. It's a time of selectivity and growing in certain areas of theology that's going to fortify and bolster your budding call. You have a budding call of God coming forth, and the key to seeing it come to pass is how much of the Word of God you ingest in this next season. I think you like to read, you like to study, you like to surf, not on Lake Ontario, but surf the web. That would be despicable, wouldn't it, to go surfing on? But there's some restraint God is putting on you. You know, we're living the glut of information, right? This is the information age. And so God is going to teach you restraint on what to study and how long to study it. I mean, you could just study stuff from now into eternity on one subject. There's so much, you know, on the internet. So God's going to teach you restraint. God's going to give you rudiments. God is going to give you curriculum. God is going to really help set up, okay, his design for what he wants to imprint on your gifting. God is developing your theological platform that your gift sits on. Every gift sits on an internal platform that has to be rigid and completely founded on the principles of the Word of God. I don't care what your anointing is, or I don't care about your gift. Gifts are a monster until you learn to tame them. If you don't tame your gift, it'll eat you up. It'll destroy you. And the key is what it sits on. And that's invisible. You can't see it. That's below the surface. People see a gift, it's like an iceberg. They see what's sticking out of the water, but it's what's underneath that counts. And God is building your internal operating system. And he's going to set it up so it's virus-free, can't be corrupted, okay? And nobody's going to be able to hack it and put some malware in there. It's going to be pure, and it's going to be sound. The Bible talks about sound doctrine. That's the Greek word there is where we get the word hygiene. That means it's going to bring health and hygiene. You're going to help cleanse people with doctrine. You're going to be able to speak life into people. You're going to speak, learn to speak into their heart, not just their head. That's why you got to get it in your heart, not just your head. You got a good head. You got a good brain, a lot of gray matter up here that's been unused. You got a lot of space on your hard drive. But here's the deal. A message formed in the head only reaches another head. But a message formed in the heart reaches another heart. And you're going to go after hearts. And that's going to be your constant cry and prayer. God, help me get to their heart. Jesus always spoke into hearts. See, the destination of the Word of God is what? Not the head. It's the heart. Parable of the sower, right? Conditions of the soil, the heart of man. So you're going to become kind of a heart specialist. And you're going to find ways to get the Word of God into people's hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's another word for you. The power of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I didn't come with eloquent words. I didn't come with great preaching. I bet if we listen to Paul's preaching, we all go, that guy needs to go to homiletics class. He's not a very good preacher. That's why he became a writer, okay? God made him a writer. But he said, I did come with a demonstration of power. And here's where you're going to have to just, you know, kind of take your head and put it over there for a while. You're going to have to really, the power is going to come from in here. Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This he said of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't flow out of our head. He flows out of this, out of your innermost being. And so you're going to have the scholastic, the theology. You're going to have that side of it well pruned, trimmed, presented. Oh, it's going to look slick. PowerPoints, it's slick. You're going to be slick. But all that slickness is not going to help you until the power encounter leads the way. You're going to be led by the Spirit. You're going to have the Spirit of God opening up the heart so you can put that slick presentation in there. You'll slide it right in. You'll slide revelation. You'll slide doctrine. You'll slide truth. Here's the thing. You're going to be an amateur apologist. Okay? An amateur. God, that's not going to be your profession. That's not going to be your main thing. But that's going to be in your back pocket. And when you need it, you're going to pull out apologetics. And you're going to be able to defend the faith. A defender of the faith. That's God's part of your calling. There's some foreign nations you're going to go to. I see India. I see one other Asian place. I just don't have a name, but I definitely see India. And there's some places that God's going to take you, not to, just to humble you. Okay, let's put it that way. You're going to go like, hey, you're going to tell me, I'm going to India. And then you're going to come back. How was India? Man, God broke me. He just broke me, man. I'm pummeled. My heart broke. You're going to be all talking about what God did in you. But you're going to give. But God's going to give you a whole lot more. And here's the thing. He's not going to tell you. You can fast until your belly button hits your backbone. You're not going to know till you get there, till it's over. So don't bother. Don't bug God about that. He's going to just turn the other way. Just know that God's called you to do some things internationally because he wants you to get a heart for the nations. He wants you to see globally, and he wants you to be able to understand how to defend the faith in a time when crisis is all over the earth. And you've been a man built for crisis, okay? God's built you for this time. You're on this earth in 2018, and for the next several years, God is building in you an incredible capacity to thrive in a time of crisis. And that's what you're going to bring to the table. You're going to help strengthen the body of Christ to rise up in a time of uncertainty and doubt and even crisis, and help them take the next step through the crisis. You're going to help them walk a prophetic walk through every crisis and through every season, and that will be success for you. And that will be success for them. You're not married either, are you? Yeah. But she's out there. I got a little suspicion. She's got a little bit of a foreign flavor to her. That's all I'm going to say. So just be ready. Again, you can't fast and pray and twist God's arm to get a whole lot more information. You just need to know God says, I got a plan. Your plan right now is develop, grow, get hungry, eat the word of God. Eat it at least 3 times a day. You got to eat it. You got to love it more than food. Like Jesus said, I have meat to eat you don't even know. I got food you don't even know. And food was always symbolic in the word of God, of the word of God itself. So study famines and study feeding and study all the metaphors about bread. And anytime there's eating and food in the Bible, and it's really all over the Bible, there's always that hidden. See, that's that lens. I'm going back to the beginning. You're going to have a new lens on seeing metaphors and symbolism in the Bible that's going to help form this message so that you will be able to feed many in the days ahead.
So, hey, good to see you again. How are you? Good, good, good. Listen, this is a serious day, and the time you're being here, and what God's saying to you is really serious. I've had a vision over there all the time that Clem has been prophesying over you. You with a warrior's face on, I was thinking about a friend of mine who's is a warrior. And he said recently, he's in his late 30s now, late 30s. And he said, you know, Michael, I'm so tired of the training, but I love combat. And he's in combat all the time. And I was seeing his face superimposed on yours. And his face is hard. It's narrow. It's got no fat. Every bit of fat's been burned off of him between the training and the combat in the Middle East. And I was seeing his face on you. That's what God says, that he's going to make you into a warrior. And that what he calls you to do now is to find your colonel and serve him with all your heart. That whatever your leader requires of you, you be the man that does it. And God is going to harden you with combat. I don't know what this means. I can't define that road for you. That's not my job. It's yours. Your job is to find the man that you will serve. Because every soldier serves a man. And he understands he's just a man, but he serves him. Life or death, he serves him. And he says, whenever you need me, 4 a.m., 18 months, 2 years, whatever you need, I'll give it to you. And the process, he undergoes rigorous training, and rigorous demands are made of him. And every demand attacks a weakness or a youthfulness or a softness or an attitude or an idea. They all get attacked until the only thing left is I will be the one serving and standing day or night, whatever the demand is, whatever the danger is, whatever the lack of comfort or the lack of this, I will be the one serving and standing and saying, what do you need next? And God's going to bring you into a time of rigorous training. And he says, find your colonel and serve him with all your heart. And this is not about what you do next, what your job is, or any of that. But it's about the fact that God is going to take you into a rigorous training and turn you into a warrior. He's going to take everything you've been, every word that's ever been spoken over you, everything you've ever learned. He's going to take all of that. He's going to turn you into a warrior. And I see this face, the face of my friend, 38 years old, saying, you know, training, I'm tired of that, but I love combat. I thought he was nuts. But he said, I love combat. And I see that slab-sided face, the narrow, the no fat left, nothing but facing the danger of fighting the enemy. God's called you to that. The call on you and the demand the Holy Spirit will place on you is greater than you understand or can imagine. And this is a night that's like a dividing line for you. The youth and the raising up and everything and the safety and everything you've been in has been great. God's about to put you in basic training to be a warrior.
Such an interesting word. Because even as you were being prophesied over by Clem, and I was also seeing something, and it's interesting, the word about you going into basic training and what God's preparing you for, because the vision that God showed me, I was having a vision myself over there. The vision that the Lord showed me was I saw you in this glass, like in a glass museum, and you were looking at things on the shelf that were your call, but they were all in these little bottles. And what I mean is, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but there's a concept like those ships in a bottle. You know, they set it in a museum. You can, there's this nice ship in the bottle. And when I saw that ship, immediately I heard an apostolic work. That there was an apostolic work. But as far as you were concerned, you were looking at, it's this miniature thing in a museum, in a bottle, nice, neat, sterile. But that's all it was. It was just something, a possibility, but nothing real, nothing. It was very sterile. And all of a sudden, what came to me was that the Lord was going to bring the right person into your life, the right apostolic leader to begin to activate that call. And it's almost like in the vision, he came in and says, stop looking at that glass museum. Let me show you how to make that a reality. So you are in a season where there's divine connections for that great purpose on the inside. This is not for you to enter into fear about. This is for you to enter into faith and excitement, because there is a call. There's a deep call. There's a great call on your life. And with the call comes the preparation process. And nonetheless, it's been prophesied. And all I'm doing right now is just confirming what was prophesied to you. That's exactly what I heard as well. There's a great call on your life. And God is preparing you to link you with the right leader, apostolic leader, let me say, that's going to help you begin to walk into the reality of that call. Yes, there will be a learning curve. Yes, there will be times that you'll kind of think to yourself, what's going on? Ouch, this hurts. Did I make the right decision? But the Lord says, you're going to see in time, as you look back, that God, in fact, not only brought it forth, but he brought it forth well, and that he knows that everything that you have on the inside of you is going to be activated, and you're going to step into the power and the success of that call. He needs to prepare you to where you're going, because there's a great call on your life. And let me tell you, the angelic is involved in this as well. As I saw that vision, I just felt the Lord saying there are going to be key things going on. You're entering into divine preparation. Can I just say that? And with divine preparation, people will manifest in the right time. Resources will manifest in the right time. Opportunities in the right time. This is all a divine setup for you. So understand that the Lord is calling you for a great thing. There's a great call in your life. You're a man of character. You're a man of integrity. You're a man that you're going to step into that call, and immediately your heart's going to get involved. You're very teachable. You're willing to learn. I see in you a passion to want to grow into that call that God has for you. So I just want to let you know, this is a good thing that's being prophesied to you. It is a good thing to hear what the Lord has in store for you, and that you're about to enter into that preparation process. You are going to enjoy what God has called you to do.
Lord, we thank you in this month of revelation that you've cracked the door for Robert to begin to see whom you've created him to be, and the path to his destiny. Lord, we take these words and we say, seal them to his heart, that they will be a treasure that he will meditate upon and that he will run with, so that no giant can stop him from attaining your destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jocelyn, come here. October 7th. they're getting married. Your words were right on. Please be seated.